the sound. And get crazy, have some fun. I can't hear you. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. Back again. I believe, if I know you well, Bill Glass, what you're saying is don't even talk about
it. Don't even tell him.
But because, given our dynamic,
yes.
I am going to talk about it now.
All right.
The man, the myth, the legend, his very self is back. Bill Glass, everybody. There
yeah.
he is.
Yeah.
There
Turn
he
that
is.
Up.
In all, there we go.
Yeah.
There he is in all of his glory. We got to hit this again.
I will not discuss butt sex.
We don't do that. No bueno. No bueno.
In good old-fashioned times, I don't know if I ever did this before, but Bill and I did probably a good 7 minutes of show, and I didn't hit record. I hit record, but the recorder wasn't recording. That's the thing Bill does not want me to talk about.
Damn SD card was locked. What we had there, Bill, was some gig RAM got jammed in the...
Just your typical
card reader.
When you slide that SD card in there, sometimes you hit that lock button.
Yeah.
That lock slides, and it's an ill-placed lock.
And you know what it did is it locked out 7 minutes of pure gold.
Pure gold. That'll never be heard again
pure
other
gold.
Than by these
we
two.
We enjoyed it for ourselves.
Sexy daddies. Just yeah. too sexy.
Dang it. Too sexy dads. We're sexy dancers.
I've had to have told you that story about the Minnesotan accent that this guy who was in a band.
Okay.
And I heard this from a waitress in a comedy club. And he's in a band, and she was asking if even like a cover band has groupies. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, definitely. It's a musician thing. And and she's like, oh, really? He goes, do you have like a favorite area, like where the groupies the best? He goes, well, I don't know if they're the most prevalent. But he said, my favorite is northern Minnesota. Because one time I got this chick back to the room, and she goes, oh, my God, your cock feels so good. And we're off.
Welcome back. Good to be here.
Discuss butt sex.
Off the table.
Butts.
No bueno.
Minnesota cock talk. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. Let's talk about the cock deer.
So let's recap for recap the recap that I did before that did not get recorded. Our dry rehearsal run is that for anybody who is new to the show, Bill Glass is a good friend of mine who we started doing the show together. It was, we figured out December of 2008, about 5 months after my son was born.
Right.
I also mentioned, because I think it's fun to revisit, that I remember one of my fond memories of doing the show with you was when I found out my wife was pregnant with our now son, Jack, and I was adding two, and the sheer joy in which you celebrated.
I was fucking giddy.
Yeah.
Because you went from two on one.
Yes.
You were playing zone, as we discussed.
Yes.
Now you were straight up man to man.
Yes, because you already had two.
I
when
was,
we started
yeah.
the show.
Three and one. Mine were 3-1, and I was in full on, you know, like you said, head on a swivel.
Yes.
We got three was mobile.
Yep.
One was starting to be mobile.
Yep.
So I had two mobile, diapers everywhere, the shit piss onslaught.
Oh, I remember the Lightning McQueen potty. Oh, my
gosh.
Oh,
potty. You want to make potty? You want to make boom boom? When did you think you were going to sound like that? Come on, you little shit. Come on. Just sit down.
Didn't it?
It's coming out of your body. We don't want it in a plastic sack. Let's put it in the bowl.
Did it say ka-chow when you flushed it?
Yes. Ka-chow. And would he actually do anything in it? No, he played with the fucking toilet.
Ka-chow, ka-chow, ka-chow. Ka-chow, ka-chow.
He would squat and get a red heater going next to the toilet. You can see him turn beet red and then go, ka-chow. No!
Not even sitting on it.
Not even close. Supposed to de-diaper. De-diaper. Then drop on the ka-chow maker. Put a little Radiator Springs butt magic in there. Make daddy happy.
Oh, damn it. Oh, I'm already breaking out of sweat. So my guys are older. That makes me think of this is that now we're out of it. We were two guys in the thick of it, right?
Yeah.
And now are we at a point in our parenting where we get to look back and laugh at the people who are then now going through the ka-chow and the potty and all that? Like,
it's all you can do to survive.
Have you had that happen to you yet? Have you gotten to see somebody? Because the problem is most of our peer groups, right, have similar age children. Now that we're in the school system, right, you're hanging around with a lot of similar age people.
Yeah. But I'm trying to think. I recall one story in the parenting community. We were at like a barbecue parenting day, and our kids are running around, and the parents are all telling stories. And one of the families recounts, like, yeah, our friends, Jane, they have a 5- and a 9-year-old, whatever. Like they were out of it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Oh, yes.
And then this couple goes, and Jane got pregnant again. And literally every parent at the table goes, no. Like not, oh, good for them. They're having a third. It was like, no.
No.
They're out of diapers. They're
I'm
going,
so sorry
I'm
for
I'm so
loss.
Sorry. Tell Jane we're sorry. Like they're going back to the shit wrapper. They just got out.
They were there.
They no longer have to pick up the gross, like, 144 pack of diapers. Like, the expense is gone. Oh, it's so gone.
I don't remember that. That's right.
Right? Like, you block shit out,
you
man.
Have to. Otherwise, our species would die.
Yeah.
Everybody was completely aware.
It is selective memory.
My wife has a friend who had a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old and just had a baby a couple years ago.
No!
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, You're knocking on college and empty nest. What are you doing?
And I said to her, I'm like, oh, like I did that reaction. Yeah. And she goes, you're such a dick.
No.
And I said, how? She goes, you're always, because I have a story about Jacob. So he just had his 10th birthday beginning this month. At his 8th birthday, we sang happy birthday. We did the family pictures next to the cake and all the stuff. And I reached down and I kissed him on my head. I said, happy birthday, son. 10 more years. And my friend goes, 10 more years till what? And then. My son goes, till I have to move out. And I go, he gets it.
He gets it. It's in the DNA. He knows what's coming.
She goes, you're always counting down the years until the kids leave. And yes. I go, okay, let's be honest. I don't honestly want them to go away from me. I want them to, maybe that's a little bit of a lie. I'm going to yes, backpedal right out of the gates.
Yeah, you do.
Let them gone. But more so, if I can try to spin this, is that more so is that they spend the majority of their life outside of our house. So sure. I want him to get out, fall on his face so he could pick himself up and get rolling sooner. The sooner, the better. If I could toss his ass at 14, if I thought it would make him.
Get out. I'm going to come home today. Hey, Brady, I have an idea.
Guess what?
I'm just spitballing here.
You ever heard of a 15-month advent calendar?
You got a year. Yeah, I'm going to teach you how to drive. Dad, I'll be 14. Tough shit.
Perfect.
Right. Live in the car. Pay for gas. Figure it out.
Guess what? Even when it's legal, you're trying to dodge the cops, all right? So just you just keep
just get used to it.
Yeah, just sit upright.
Here we go.
When you pass the fuzz, just sit upright.
Sit up tall.
Straight
you know ahead. What's funny, though, is he's 5'10".
Yeah.
He's right next to me.
We ran into you guys like a few years ago at one of our common babysitter.
Yeah.
The babysitter I stole from you.
Yeah,
actually.
Way to go. Thanks, asshole.
Stole your babysitter and your contractor, actually.
I love it.
Now that
well done. Well played.
But so she was doing a children's show, and so we took our kids to go see it. And we were like, it was like a thing where we woke up and we're like, oh, we could go do this thing. And so, and luckily we ran into the glasses and your ginormous children. I mean, grown-ass men.
Brady, Griffin, he won't eat fruits and vegetables, so he's stunted. Still fighting with that son of a bitch. I love him. Don't want to hug him, want to squeeze him. But goddamn, getting a vegetable in him is like.
So like, even once you get into those teenage years, it's the same fight?
Well, he's 11, and
wow.
You want a strawberry? No.
No.
But now he's got more language behind it. No, I don't want a strawberry. You eat that strawberry, I'll sit here. Like now he can, when they're three, he sits there and you're like, I'm in the waiting game. I'll fight for celery. I'll fight it. Let's go. Now he's 11.
Yeah.
I'm not eating a strawberry.
He's got more will.
Why 11? Not? Because I don't like it. It doesn't taste good. Would you eat something that didn't taste good? You want me to make a Brussels sprout? God damn it. Your mom, your grandma, your grandpa. I had Brussels sprouts and liver and onions, you piece of shit. I'm giving you fruit. I'm giving you nature's candy. I'm giving you, and he's fighting over fruit. We're not even fighting over vegetables. Now, there too. Have a grape.
No.
Offer him a grape. You'd think I was chasing him with a stick.
Oh,
it's trying to poke him in the face with a stick.
My wife makes crepes for fucking breakfast for these kids.
Are you serious?
And they literally have said the words, not crepes again. How they're still with us, I have no idea. How they.
And you're looking in the mirror, you splash cold water on your face like. If my father saw this right now, if my father saw that my children just said, no crepes, I would get a foot in the ass so hard.
It's so hilarious because through lack of perspective, which was another magic word we throw around, is that my children see Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, and things in that category as a treat. Like they see, like, oh, well, la-ti-da. To the point now, I guess I've given them donuts so much that they would rather go to Jamba Juice than to get donuts.
Are you serious?
Well, yes. And it's the part where I'm supposed to. You see, this yes. is why I love you, Bill. You get this.
Oh, I get it.
I'm supposed to see this as a win, right? I'm supposed to go, yeah. I have somehow tricked you, like you used to call rice cakes cookies, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I
yeah,
have
yeah.
tricked you into believing yes. that a fruit smoothie is more of a treat than a fried pastry, right? In this gluten-hating, carb-hating world of Southern California yes. we live in, I have succeeded. But it never works out. You never win because now I'm just angry at you. Because you yes. don't understand how good it is. Like, on your birthday, you're going to ask for a fucking smoothie for breakfast?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I started a tradition, cinnamon roll sundae. Cinnamon roll sundae.
And do they come? Oh, cinnamon roll.
Can we have donuts?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
You mother, I swear to God.
Do you bake the cinnamon rolls or you go get them?
Bake them.
Holy
shit.
So
we do the Pillsbury.
Yes!
We crack them open.
Yes!
We have cinnamon roll sundae.
Yes! Fuck Martha Stewart. You don't need a scratch. Those are way better.
Way better.
Way better.
And time. Why am I baking? Why am I baking? I cleaned up shit and piss for right. how many years? You get a Pillsbury cinnamon roll and you like, cinnamon roll. Can we get donuts? What? What? All right, put on your shoes and go with me. Go with you. I just said yes, you little shit.
You're finding a downside.
I just said yes to donuts. And you don't want to put on shoes and go point at the glass and say, I want that speckled, sugary pile of shit.
Yeah.
Put on your shoes. Now we're going to go drive by the donut shop.
Yeah. I'm just going to
show
little
you. Little asshole. I'm going to show you what we could have got.
That's what you could have had. You could've see that had. Delightful family sitting
see
there?
See that pink box full of a dozen?
Yeah.
You could have had that. Well, maybe half dozen. But do you get my point? And then he goes, God damn it. And I go, hey. He goes, bubble of justice.
Bubble of justice.
Oh, wait. That's from the first 7 minutes.
Yes. I told Bill. No, we can fizz it. I told Bill, because Bill was always commenting on how I would curse in front of my infant children. And we had the story. I don't know if you remember, but when Jacob was barely one, I guess he'd heard me playing a video game and say, damn it. And so he started to say, he drops up and he go, damn it. And he go, I'm telling you, Bill, you're going to get that kid kicked out of preschool.
Like, yes.
That's what. And I'm not going to lie to you. My kids were in preschool, both of them, like over, it was 5 years of preschool that happened in my life, right?
Yeah, I'm well aware.
And and the entire time I was afraid of the Bill Glass curse. I was afraid because
yes.
I like this preschool.
Yes.
And every time I go, motherfucker, like something, because I hit my hand with something, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm just going, that's the day. That's the day I lose my cool preschool.
Yep.
Is because my son's going to trip over a big wheel and go, motherfucker, the whole place is going to shut
down. Whoop, 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 sirens. We got a motherfucker on the preschool playground. Get that parent in here now. Get that parent in here now.
So I came out of it unscathed. What I did, and so Bill told the story about how his guys can curse in the bubble of justice, is what you call the car.
Well, yeah, if school pickup after school, if they're having a rough day or a bad day, I'm like, you need the bubble of justice.
That's
yeah,
tough.
Dad.
Is there? Yeah, do you do the fake cheesy knob you turn on for bubble of justice to
nope.
activate it? Or
nope, there's no activation.
I feel like it needs an activation sound.
If they were younger, I probably would have.
No, I think it makes it more fun than the scenes.
So?
Like, yeah.
Embarrass them. Just roll down the windows and pick up for the 13-year-old. You need the bubble of justice, Mimio? You want me to make the bubble of justice noise?
I brought Mr. Bear.
I brought the Justice Bear. You want to talk about how bad science class was? Dad. God. I'm listening to Spotify.
And so my rule, what I didn't get to when we were talking about this before on the episode that shall never be heard, is that my rule is I tell them they've cursed, right? So Jax drops his shit, and Jacob is actually really good about it. He doesn't really mess up, but every once in a while. And I say, you cannot curse. I said, those are bad words. He goes, well, why can't I say them? And you can. And I said, because you don't pay bills
there
or
it is.
Taxes.
There it is.
I go, and until you pay bills or taxes, you're not angry enough to be able to use those words.
Yes.
No matter what's going
yes.
on in your
there
life.
There is nothing wrong with your life that justifies.
Well, which reminds me of a great story that I think you will enjoy. I'm heavily involved in the booster club at PTA at the school.
Dumbass. Dumbass.
So they had a speaker come, and he was talking about kids in elementary school feeling stressed. And so he's going on and on. And I don't know why, Bill, because I don't think that there are people that are like-minded to people who listen to this show that are in that PTA meeting. Right? Sure. I don't think so. I do know that I have friends there. Sure. I don't know if I do after this mention. But what I did was he just kept going on and on. He's like, well, you know, there's a lot of academic pressure and blah, blah, blah. And it's very stressful in school and everything. And I just said, I raised my hand and I said, listen, I have to say something because I have a kindergartner. Okay.
No.
And I can't buy that my kindergartner is stressed. Like, my kindergartner does not know what stress is. He doesn't have a mortgage,
right?
He doesn't have a wife to keep happy. He doesn't have any of these issues. And she goes, well, the guy goes, well, you have to understand that what is those things in his world is, not like the real world. He goes, oh, well, you have to understand kindergarten is his real world. So you can have stresses in kindergarten.
He eats crepes, for God's sake.
Right. And doesn't like them.
What are his stresses?
Exactly.
Mommy made a chocolate crepe or a fruit crepe?
They're loaded with Nutella, by the way. Like a quarter of a cup of Nutella and a banana.
So wait, my kindergartner is worried about coloring in the lines.
Yeah.
And coloring outside of the lines.
And then I said to him, I go, and he goes, so that's his real stress. And I go, no. I said, because if he can't handle kindergarten, he can't handle the real world. So at some point I have to draw the line. And it was silent in that room after that, Bill. It wasn't like, you know, I expected there'd be like a...
I am, yes.
Right?
No.
They carry me out of my shoulders like Rudy.
When parents like you and I talk, it doesn't create the clap.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. We're non-clap getters.
The only sound is the awkward tension.
Like, well, thanks for that, Bill. We'll consider that.
Let's put a pin in that.
Let's talk about it.
We'll talk about that later.
Oh boy. Well, I'm the guy. So since we last talked, I don't know if we've discussed all the maladies that my children are going through. Griffin didn't have glasses by the time we quit the show, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
So we found out he was blind at school. So we're wondering why he's struggling.
What grade?
Who knows? Second grade, I think. So he literally, it gets better. So since we last spoke, Griffin is near blind, now has glasses, doing great. ADHD, was that on the table?
No.
And dyslexia.
Oh, my gosh.
So...
let the good times roll.
So you thought I argued with him then.
Well, how much?
So now I've spent the last 5 years doing homework for 3 hours a night. Talk about bubble of justice.
Yeah.
And your kid's picking up language. It's just... come on.
Unfortunately, I have to be a jerk and cut us off there because that concludes the free portion of this episode. If you would like to listen to the rest of this episode and all of the other full episodes of the Dad Podcast, all you have to do is go to thedadpodcast.com. That's thedadpodcast.com. Include that thedadpodcast.com. Right there on the homepage, there are links where you can become a paid premium subscriber and get all of the shows full length moving forward. If you have any issues with that, send me an email to show@thedadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for your support.